But I don't know. I just, in the way I play, especially in Halo, I tense up. I tense up my legs and my whole body when I'm like shooting and I'm trying and my fucking aim's so average and I'm trying so hard to aim this shit. And people are teabagging me. They're coming into my chat saying, not even GG's really. Like, they'll be like, GG easy or like something
damn.
Like that. Like,
I said good luck, boys.
Even that. It's like, yeah. Bro, we started. Like, yeah, now it's Matthew. All right, so we'll cut that and then we'll start. We'll cut it.
But yeah,
been streaming at the Envy office and I've been in that closet for
Optic office now.
And I've been streaming in that closet for a while and it gets so hot. I thought I'd be fine because like stream, I hate. You know how obnoxious I was at the Hex Quarters when I stream?
Yeah.
What is
and
that?
And at the Scuff House.
Why?
And at the other house.
Was I obnoxious at the Scuff House?
And in your apartment.
What is it about streamers? Because like when a podcast turns on, I don't think my personality really changes like that. It's
me neither.
Talking. But but when a stream turns on.
It's different.
It's fucking weird.
It is different.
And I know. It's,
every once in a while, I watch one of our React videos, like a TST React video, and I look at myself and I'm like. Why?
Yeah.
But also, we were watching like games that like we weren't good at or didn't know anything about, and now I do know a lot of like especially Apex and Valorant, and now I do know a lot about Apex and Valorant. So when I go back and I watch the early videos of like us reacting to someone getting a headshot, and I'm like, oh my god,
bro,
I'm just like, dude,
I'll feel like that even just.
Playing?
Say I'm in Hex's vlog or something, and like I'll say something, or it's like if I just do something a little, I'm like, why did I? And they'll just overthink it.
That being said, a lot of people say that my laugh is like super obnoxious and extra and fake. My laugh's not fake, but
it's not fake, and it's been like that.
But I do. I am way more energetic. But that being said, like you don't want to go on a recorded video, whether it's a vlog or whether it's a React video or some sort of like recorded content, where you're not being enthusiastic.
There's got to be successful people that do like the TikTok food review guy. It's like a black guy with dreads. I don't know if you've seen him.
I deleted TikTok because it was making me depressed, but I have heard about that.
Why was it making you depressed?
Remember when
let's
I got,
get into that subject.
Yeah, let's do it. You remember when we went to Breckenridge and I got really sick?
Yeah.
So when we came home and I was like...
My nuts are going to be on camera.
Finally.
What?
And I came home and I was in bed for like 4 days straight. And I went from like using TikTok 30 to 45 minutes a day to like before I fell asleep to like being on it for like 5 hours.
Like once you got sick, you started... Just watching
like,
TikToks.
I was either sleeping or watching TikToks.
I mean, that's pretty much what I do now.
Yeah.
But I'm not sick.
Okay. Well.
Anyway,
that should be a different. So it got to a point where, like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what bumped my algorithm out of whack or whatever. But I kept getting sad shit. I kept getting
dogs.
People mourning their dogs dying. I kept getting people's finding out that their children weren't returning home from war, and I kept getting mad amounts of people cheating on each other. And
I hate those videos,
dude. It's like, oh my god, look at this girl, and she's in another dude's like shirt, and she's calling, and she's like, "No, baby, I'm sorry," or like. Guys,
it's crazy that fucking happens.
Or guy, like sickening. It happens with guys too. Like I kept getting those.
Really?
To the point where I kept getting all of them, and I was just like, dude, my shit used to be stand up comics, girls twerking, and like,
what happened to the girls twerking?
What happened to the good days of TikTok?
Bro, I remember when I was with my last relationship, I was on TikTok a lot and. Because I got into a relationship and we were like sort of always together, like I stopped watching TikTok because every time I'd watch like girls would twerk or something.
Yeah.
And I just know.
Oh, I would have much rather preferred girls twerking than.
But what I just I was know. Doing. So I like sort of stopped watching TikTok, especially around her, because it like it's just girls twerking. But it's like I don't get to see that anymore. Now it is just fucking sad videos. It's I sad cry shit, more right? on TikTok. I cry on, especially if like yesterday I was hungover. And because for some reason when I'm hungover, I just like I'm emotional, and I would look at TikTok. I was in bed like all day, and because I was hungover, just looking at TikToks all day, sad shit popping up. I'm like crying and shit. My girl's like out in the kitchen doing working or something, and I'm just like it's. I don't think I've cried. Actually, I have cried in front of her yet. It was a fucking weird breakdown I had, but
wait, let's get into that.
I think I might have talked about it.
You cried? No, I don't think I haven't heard a story of you crying in front of her.
It was I think you've seen me drunk enough times, even like back in the day when I would like drink, take Xanax, Adderall. Like I'm never like I don't get wild and like loud or fucking angry or like I'm never that guy.
No,
but for some reason, when I'm drinking with her. And we drank so fucking much. We went out day drinking. This is like a few months ago. I thought I talked about it. But for some reason, I had some like mental breakdown. It's like, and we were saying like the next day, it's like, I think we were drugged or something like this. We both didn't remember shit. Like we're blacked out by 7 p.m.
Okay.
We don't remember how we got home. Like we were at Bottled. Her apartment's like in walking distance. But I just remember getting home. We're both drunk, and like, this was only, I don't know how, just a few months we were together, but I'm like sitting on the floor, Indian style, puking, crying, and I just remember like telling her like, I'm so sad, and she's like, no, you're fine, and like, this was like early on, and she was like, I love you, like, this was, but like, she was hammered. Mm-hmm. But or just, we were literally like blacked out, but it was just like I don't know that stuff never happens to me. I've never been like a drunk crier or like emotional drunk. It's like I'll just drink, I'll have my fun, and the next then I'm like asleep outside of someone's hotel room or something, but it's never like an emotional thing. But for some reason I just fucking broke down one night, and I don't know why.
You don't know why?
No.
It wasn't like the internal.
Maybe. I mean, there was probably something in my life, because I feel like the past 6 months I've been kind of. I mean, I feel like every podcast for the past years, I'd say like I'm not going through something, but like I'm always just in this state of like judging myself.
Yeah.
Of how I'm doing. Am I being a loser? And I think this was sort of after my summer, not alcoholic stage, but like I didn't stream. All I did was go out but like I wouldn't say I was an alcoholic, but I did nothing productive. But it was just like I went through like I had my breakup. Then I think I got in like decent shape, went to Mexico. After Mexico, I came back and I was just like, that was fucking fun. And then I just continued that throughout the summer. And then I think at the end of the summer is when I had my breakdown. And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing?
That Mexico trip did like.
When I got back from that.
It spun you.
Yeah. When I got back from that, it was just. I don't know what it was. Because now I look at it. Yeah. Literally today, before I walked out the door, I was like, all right, be back later. And then I'm like, what the fuck did I. And I laid in bed all day yesterday. And I was just like, God, like, I feel like fucking shit. There's like, I'm not going to stream, whatever, lay in bed. But I was like, God, I feel like this does absolutely nothing for me. TikTok isn't entertaining to look at. There's nothing I want to watch. Like, this doesn't feel good. So I just, like, wonder to back in, like, the summer days or even, like, I mean, we'll just say this summer, like, what the fuck was I doing? Like, before I left, I was like, what have I? Because even when we first got together, we were still, like, kind of going out all the time. It was still summer. So we're like going to the pool, but it's just every day I wasn't streaming. I like didn't stream for like 6+ months. And then even when I'd stream a little bit, I'd disappear again. But it was just like, what the fuck do I do? Like now it's like, I want to come stream. It's like, it makes me feel good. Like not feel like a fucking loser. And I don't understand how I've like never really been in this stage before. because I've always taken like these breaks. But I think I'm literally finally, for the first time in my life, I think I'm at a stage where it's like I'm okay with like this consistency.
Yeah.
I'm even streaming more than 2 hours. It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
I'm up to like 4 to 5 hours every single stream now.
No way.
Bro, it's exhausting. Do you feel like this after your stream? I'll tell my girl, like, I feel like I just left the coal mine. Like, my body hurts. And I can't say that. And I say that totally jokingly to anyone listening because, but is it exhausting for you? Because I don't know if you stress as much as I do when I play.
Rage. I try not to. I think something happened in the last 2 years where I want to play games just to play games. And I think you're still at the game. You're still at the stage where you can't really play games if you're not like competing in some sort of way / trying to be, and you're trying to be fun.
I think it's just Halo because Apex, I'm fine. Okay, I don't stress that much. It's like, I know I'm bad.
Right.
I might get mad at like a certain specific scenario or something like, fuck, I just choked or something like that. But it's playing Halo again.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have been playing Halo again.
Yeah.
Have you been playing like
I've been in the scene, like watching, well, not really watching scrims, but watching other people's streams. Like, I literally feel like I'm like back in the scene again.
Why don't you do what Zuma does in the COD scene, in the Halo scene, and call it the wank?
Wait, who has the wank? Do you have the wank? Someone calls their shit the wank.
Really?
Royal 2 calls something. It. What the fuck? Yeah, Royal 2. What is his wank?
That works perfect then.
What is his wank? I think it's just on stream when they start talking. I don't think they don't obviously sit there and like have their cameras. They're just playing Halo, but I think they're like, I think it might be like him.
You, Tugger.
Yeah, they said like something happened in the Halo scene. They were like, an emergency wank or something like that.
Yeah. I think you'd be good. I mean, what's weird is I fucking thought about all the stories that have happened in Halo that, especially recently, that in the past year that haven't been really like talked about.
I just don't know if people give a fuck in Halo. The community is like so small now. I mean, the Halo community is
so
big,
was the COD
but
community.
The Halo Infinite. Yeah.
You got to think like the flank started in Cold War and it was getting like 1,000 viewers. And it grew to this point because of all the shit. You got to think, like, imagine the whole, like, Lethal might be getting dropped situation that happened 6 months ago. Imagine talking about that on stream. Like, and then getting, because you got, there are some outspoken cats in the Halo scene. So, like, you could get your.
Probably do it with, like, Wes in the clutch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we could get, like, can't really have like pro players on it, right?
Yeah,
as like
can.
A cast.
Oh, no, maybe not. I would get like an.
Or would it be
player?
Like me, Wes, and then we'd randomly have people on and we talk.
That's
about
what I mean.
Shit. I think they had something like that. It was like in the clutch. I don't know if you know these players, but like Hunter JJX, Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But they had something where they talked about. I forget what it was called. Maybe.
Damn.
I feel like I've slowly gotten to the Halo scene, and that's why I get. So mad. It's like
when you suck
because I know
when you're like really bad, when you suck bad, like every time you play, you really bad.
It's just
suck.
The consistent suck.
It's
like it's not like unlucky, shit's not going my way. I had a bad game. It's like it's been 3 hours and mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't win a PIV.
Yeah,
I'll get one perfect every 2 hours. Like, my aim is just not the same. My thumbs don't work the same. Am I holding my controller weird? How should I?
Yeah.
Am I put, how do I put my, like, I'm like, it's almost like when I used to take hella Adderall and I'd get that, like, overthinking everything, like, change sense. My monitor settings,
different.
My G-Sync, is G-Sync on and off, V-Sync, that's all fucking NVIDIA settings. Do I put everything on low? It's like, I would just overthink shit to where it's like I just felt like the game felt different, like every day or like every other game. It's like it feels different, but I don't know. I just in the way I play, especially in Halo, I tense up my legs in my whole body when I'm like shooting and I'm trying and my fucking aim's so average and I'm trying still hard to aim this shit and people are teabagging me. They're coming into my chat saying, not even GG's really, like they'll be like GG easy or like something
damn,
like that. Like,
you're like, what happened?
No, someone said GG easy sauce and I just got so
dude, that would
and then me, I think the other day, me, Royal 2, Monster, we like, we were winning, winning, winning. Then we lost this oddball game, and I just played so bad. And I just, I, the people we lost to, I know they're so happy. Like, they're so those, they're those kids in the scene, and they're just so happy they won that fucking game. They're knowing we're partied up. And and then I think, like, the next game, Hunter JGX, like, used Sword against us, which is GA'd. But he's that kid who's like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need to take all the weapons out and do something about these settings, or I'm just going to keep GAing up. Fuck.
Ooh.
I don't know. Some whatever his fucking mindset is. But then we lose the next game, too, and then lost every game after that, and I'm just head casing. I'm tense as fuck. I leave. I'm exhausted. Day's ruined.
Coal mine.
But, yeah, I mean, it's basically the same. Like, the amount of stress my body was under is fucking, I might as well have been in a coal mine. No, and I say that jokingly, man. I know I'm blessed. I like streaming because the, it's, I've said this before, but it's kind of like a therapy.
Yeah. So with streaming, with you getting back into streaming, are you still thinking about doing like YouTube series or things with fitness and stuff?
I'm gonna do the YouTube series. I'm mentally preparing. I think all this whole week I'm gonna do it with Shawston.
Oh yeah.
And I know he occasionally works out as well. So I'll figure out like sort of the schedule this week, because I'm gonna find my vlog camera, and because I'm not gonna have Shawston on my hip every day.
Yeah.
But it's like 2-3 times a week. Get like a workout in with him and like a, I don't know, just some kind of footage. Basically copy some other like video that got millions of views.
Of course.
Like occasionally I'll have shit like this where I sit down, talk to the camera, he'll ask me questions, or like I'm thinking, started off like, why are you doing this? What's your goal with doing this? And I'll be explaining everything and then blah blah blah.
I get that.
But yeah, I'll have my own vlog camera, so I'll record my meals and stuff. But yeah, this whole week, I think I'm going to write down everything I want accomplished and like just any little thing of like how the beginning of the video should go. Probably copy other YouTube videos and like how have they done their shit.
I'm uploading this year too. My Hitch a Ride channel.
Are you going to do the vegan thing?
Yeah. Well, I'm not. That's going to be one video. So like
a year long.
I didn't want that video to be like, I didn't want to not upload until that video comes out. So I want to like start uploading like certain videos. Mm. So I've never uploaded like, actually I have uploaded a couple years ago. I did something and it was like, I bought the advertisements from Instagram and then like gave them to people. And like that got like 80K views. Like it did pretty good. Yeah. Like some of them were like chains and other ones were like phone cases.
Yeah.
So like I want to do something like those type of videos, like kind of like themed videos. You plan them all out. And so I've planned out like 6 or 7 videos right now. So I'm excited to upload those. Hopefully they do well.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna ever be a YouTube. Maybe if like I'm basically gonna use these next 2 months. Which for anyone listening and haven't heard me talk about this, I plan on doing starting. I think I'm gonna do next Sunday. A worked out, or fuck, what's the title gonna be? I worked out twice a day for 60 days. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Something like that. But basically, I'm gonna work out twice a day. It's probably mostly just gonna be like weights in the. I want to do weights in the morning, but cardio in the evening just sounds fucking horrible. But weights in the evening also sounds horrible. But I'm going to do weights and cardio every day. It'll be like, say, cardio in the morning, weights in the evening, 7 days a week, 60 days in a row. So working out twice a day. Some days I might spice up the video or something, do like take a yoga class as like a, I don't know, say I just worked out hard 6 days in a week, take a yoga class one day and maybe some cardio and count that as two workouts a day. But yeah, 60 days straight,
Hell yeah.
Work out twice a day. No cheating at all on my diet. It's going to be the most like boring, clean shit. I just want my before and after picture to be fucking stupid. To be kind of stupid. Like, and I've kind of used that as my excuse for the past, I'd say, like month. Is I've been eating, yeah. Bro. I've been eating that, these.
That's how my November was.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I'm starting November, December. Fucking, I've been eating. I haven't gave a shit. I've been eating these mini muffins. I don't know what they're exactly called.
Yeah, they're in the white packet. You rip them open. Sometimes they're blueberry. Sometimes they're chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Little Debbie's. You talking about the little Debbie's?
I don't know. What
you're talking about the little Debbie's.
I don't know who makes them. I don't know what they're called, but they're mini muffins, and they're so... There's five packs come in a box.
Yes.
There's four muffins in each pack.
Yes, there are.
They're so moist.
Oh, God.
And the other day, I had 20 muffins, like four packs. Yeah. You
were the muffin man.
Yeah. It's so fucking easy to eat them.
That's so good.
So I'm kind of, and I'm like, am I fake for doing this? I'm going to end up putting on all this fake fucking weight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really fake weight. It's not fake.
It's real weight.
Before picture.
It's gonna be kind of bad.
Like, even just, I don't know, like, even my face now when I look at it, it's like, it just seems round.
Someone said in the last podcast, damn, Nick looks different every podcast.
Really?
It's either the hair, the haircut, the tattoos, the facial hair, the weight,
yeah,
the muscle Dude, mass.
I got Chipotle and I was walking past all these buildings and I saw my reflection in the mirror and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I look fucking gross. Like, beard's gross. My lips look gross under the beard. Like, judging every little thing. Haircut's gross. Hair color doesn't even make fucking sense.
Not to tack on more roast towards yourself, but I think it's a good segue. I think I have another piece of bad news for you. If we did a 4v4 show match in Halo with only optic players, I think now you're fighting for an eighth spot. I think that's how many good Halo players we have in optic.
Who?
The Halo
besides
team.
The Halo team. Oh, that's not fair.
That is fair.
I guess what? I guess Halo players in optic. I guess you gotta count the Halo team.
So the Halo team. Lunch.
Fucking bitch.
Shotzi. And now we just got Hook.
Fuck Hook. Well, I'm just kidding. Not fuck Hook. But wait, so how many Halo, people is that?
So that's seven.
Halo team, lunch, Shotzi.
Let's see, Hook.
Formal. Oh, Formal's on the Halo team.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking weird. So I'm top eight, so.
Yeah, so you're fighting for the
eighth
spot.
God, how am I the eighth worst in optic?
Yeah, that's in Halo. That's what I'm saying. Like, you.
Like, if Flame was here, I'm ninth.
So,
damn.
But yeah, I mean,
wait,
talk about
what
them.
Halo?
I don't think it matters, but H5 for sure.
Fuck.
Yeah, H5, you're getting smoked.
Am I though?
You're getting smoked.
I'm soaked. Am I better soaked?
No.
No, I'm not. Statistics wise, definitely fucking not.
I wonder. It's a gruesome thought, but I wonder how much you were on in that fucking Coliseum clip.
Couple hundo, probably.
Jesus.
Easy. Bro, I was watching...
It's not worth it at all, but that Coliseum clip is fucking nasty.
Dude, but that's... Yeah,
but it's
that's
one clip in 4 years. Yeah, yeah. And I
understand. It's not going to show my highlights of losing
yeah,
and getting fucking
I understand.
Outshot
I understand.
Or something.
I do understand.
Addy has this weird thing of making... You're just focused. It's that... I rarely get the feeling, but I'll get some feelings where I'll feel focused and like I'm sober, but it's like I'll sort of get that locked in. I'm yeah. playing good, focused feeling. And Addy, when you're taking Addy, you have that feeling even if you're not playing good.
Kind of. Yes. Sometimes you feel like you're frying and then you check the scoreboard and you're neg three.
Or it's like I'm neg three, but I'm playing perfect because my so focused brain has figured everything
has
out.
Figured it all out. And then that's when you yell, I'm the greatest
I'm the best in the fucking game. And then I go neg 14, I think. But I think up until that point, I was, I think I might have been 5-0 or
you
something.
You were frying. You were frying. You killed a couple. The thing with Halo is like,
it, in my mind on that, it felt I was playing perfect, I think.
In Halo, sometimes it's like, it kind of tricks you. Because you, if you kill three, if you kill three dudes that are one shot, you're like, I'm the best. But like they were all one shot.
Yeah.
But then you you go full shields against Frosty, and you're like,
odd man. I, playing Halo Infinite, I've been like discussing like, is this the worst Halo? But then I think about Halo 5 and playing against the Frosties, where it's a, they have a thrust every single fight.
You know how Ludwig did the Smash boxing thing, where like he did chess boxing, but part of that tournament was Smash boxing. So they would go up and they would play a set of Melee, then they would box each other.
Yeah. I'll play Frosty in that.
In Halo boxing?
Yeah. I'll just hide. I'll hide. He'll get up 1-0. We box. KO. Maniac wins in Halo. Maniac's net champ.
You think
again.
So? But what if he, because the thing is he would, in order to make it fair, he would have to be able to possibly beat you in the Halo thing within two rounds. So you'd have to KO. So it would be like, maybe you guys play Octagon.
No one
50.
Would do that though. No Halo players like.
You don't think so?
Getting knocked out. Well,
what would be the what
not
would be the
with
most
me?
Lit?
They might do it against like each other.
What would be?
But
the most
they wouldn't
lit?
Let.
What would be the most lit Halo boxing fight? Like, because I think
lethal
there's not many
versus formal.
Yeah, but they don't really they don't really dislike each other. I'm saying like a lit one. They're like best friends that are weird.
Ryan Noob.
You.
I don't know.
Because I asked my stream and they, people said Lucid Frosty because they have a weird beef.
Oh,
that would
yeah.
be kind of fun. But I think Frosty Tommy has a little bit of a head start there because I think he's been like working out and shit.
Yeah,
so he's a little bit of a head start, and I think he has more reach than Brad does. But that would be a good fight.
I'm thinking I got Lucid on that one.
Yeah, same.
I've been out of the scene too long to know who still has beef. I know there was the Optic Sentinels beef.
Yeah, but I think a lot of that had to do with Ola, though.
Yeah, I think it was.
A lot of that had to do with Ola. And then Matt comes in, and Matt's friends with all of them. Yeah. So then it's like, now it's just between, like, kind of Trippy and kind of Lucid.
Yeah. I wonder how that started. How does Halo beef start anymore?
I think it all had to do, they were still upset with Brad bagging back in H5. I think that's
dude,
like,
he always teabags.
Yeah, he even bagged in scrims, right?
Everywhere.
I remember
all he did was bag.
I remember some. I can't remember which team it was. I can't remember. Oh, it had to have been. It had to have been like before. Oh yeah, because they were our team. Duh. So it was you guys. So you guys would spawn in and go, and go. All right, let's get this shit. Don't lose full if Brad bags.
Dude, I never cared. I hated what pissed me off is when people fucking cared if someone teabagged me. If I was in a serious match, Enable used to teabag all the time.
Really?
And I would get hype if he started bagging. Because I'm in my head, I'm thinking like my cracked out head, I'm calculating the time he's taking to teabag. And I'm like, that's 2 seconds. You could have just pushed up. So in my head, it's like, it never bothered me. If it's like maybe a random matchmaking game, I'll be like, especially it's like if they know I'm streaming or I don't know, even back in the day, it's just like, you fucking bitch.
Is that H5 clip where like Brad 180 no scopes you, is that the hardest you've ever been shit on?
I don't remember the clip, to be honest.
Yeah, you do.
I don't lie to me. If I obviously if I see it, I'm like, oh, I should have done that.
The top tower. Oh, I can't even remember.
What's the
bunch of you can fall off in a bunch of different places. There was a strongholds map. I can't remember.
It's strongholds in Halo 5.
Yeah,
like we're talking Halo 5, right?
Halo 5. There was a rail gun on this map. I think. Fuck, I can't remember.
Was the camo at the top? You could fall.
No, the camo was at the bottom. You had to like. Or maybe it was OS that was at the bottom and you could like possibly fall off, but then you'd have to jump back. There were like catwalks everywhere.
I can't remember. Cannot remember.
You're going to see it and you're going to know it because there are a lot of fucking.
Royal Touche has a clip that he shit on me really bad.
oh, that clip is good.
Yeah.
And you act like you were lagging.
Did I?
I do remember that clip, and I've seen that one multiple times and brought it to my attention.
The one on Coliseum, right?
Yeah.
Dude, this one. Oh, my God. It's the first one that
came up. The Halo 5 heavy aim, man. But I've gotten shit on in Halo Infinite like that, and it's...
Fathom.
I don't know what it is, man.
Fathom? I think it's Fathom. I think once you see the map, you're going to be like, oh, I remember the clip now.
Which map was Fathom?
It was the clip where Brad smokes you, and then APG starts gassing him, and you almost leave the game.
What? APG, wait, APG's on my team?
APG's on your team. Brad
shits on me.
Brad jumps out, shits on you. And then APG is like, oh my God, he's so fucking good. And
no,
you would hit start and you were about to quit out of the scrim.
I used to do that all the time.
You were about to
quit. I would hit start and just like, if I accidentally leave somehow because I'm just fucking clicking buttons, then.
Or was it Tor?
I kind of want to see that clip now.
Dude, it's so good. Somebody's got to either tweet it to you or.
Maybe we can find it. Put it in this episode or something.
Yeah, somebody's got to find it. It's so good. That. Damn, dude.
It really kind of stresses me out thinking about it. Halo 5 career should have been better.
You think so?
Yeah. I was...
You weren't bad.
Bro, people tried to, place me in this,
oh, it's not this map.
I wasn't the best, but, people tried to place me in this, I was... people will be like, damn, that's as bad as your Halo 5 career some shit like that.
They try to think that you were fucking dog shit, awful, horrible, not good.
We had a bad team. For Halo 5, we had a pretty bad team.
Yeah.
Me, Flamesword, Assault. That's just not a good trio.
It really isn't.
There's not enough. I mean, I don't think we were that bad, though. We did decent, I think, in scrims. I think we beat someone in game battles. Beat some good teams in game battles or some shit. But in the long run, and at tournaments, it just didn't work out for us. The new young guns just took over.
Yeah.
Frosty beat me in H2A with the Suttis.
You got checked?
Yeah, that wasn't a good point in my career. Really bad.
Do you remember the clip where it's either Snipe Down or Ninja has a snipe, and at Halo Worlds, and he can accidentally see through the wall.
I don't remember that.
It sucks that we're on a
podcast. I didn't watch any Halo after I retired, aka got dropped. I didn't watch any. What fun fact? That's the only time in my Halo career I got dropped, and then I retired.
Is what?
I've never been dropped from a team or replaced or anything until Hex. Until Damn. Hex is the first person to ever drop.
Hex is the first person to drop you?
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
Wait, where were you at? Oh, Snipe Down.
Somebody
you can see through a wall.
Yeah, I think Snipe Down.
Where are you at looking up Halo clips?
What do you mean?
Where are you searching? YouTube?
Google.
Nothing's coming up?
No, I don't know how.
Do have that H5 goat on our squad now, though. Well, not goat, but he was up there. Hook.
I have to stop because we're on a podcast and I don't want to be staring at my phone the whole time, but I'm pissed that I can't think of it. And I looked up Halo 5
maps.
Man.
Well, someone will find it.
Bro, there's 700 Halo 5 maps.
Really?
And they're not, there's no thumbnails for them. So
yeah, I don't remember shit about Halo 5.
Yeah.
We do got.
Yeah, but
the
Hook,
young goat.
Hook joining, that's kind of, I mean, dude, talk about a fucking shit show of a month.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty bad.
It was to the point where, I go up to Seth. I go up to Seth at the hockey shoot. I'm like, how are you doing, man? He was like, I'm doing good. I was like, y'all figuring things out?
He's got to be pissed.
And he was like, we're trying.
But, I mean.
But it was to the point where he was like, I would tell you what's going on, but, I'm not telling anyone. I was like, damn, not even
no
me.
No one really was guessing. Everyone was saying Pred.
Well,
I was kind of saying Pred.
The last I heard was Alec, and then I heard maybe Paul, and then I heard
Paul
X, and then I heard maybe Pred, and I was just like, well, I mean, I at that point, I hope you guys It's just crazy that it was like nothing was lined up, and yeah. Apparently on the internals it got so bad where like a change had to be made even without, like, there was no going back, which I think is kind of, that's wild. I'm sad. I mean, they tried it.
Yeah, I love that team too. I love Dashy. He was always a good vibe around here.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
But I mean, it's just different in game.
Yeah,
like sometimes it just. Teams just,
that's the hard part of if, trying to do what,
especially
we do.
When it's the good, like one of the good fucking players that like everyone, I mean, to be honest, I don't watch enough COD, I don't watch them scrim, so I don't know how good he was, but when I think of Dashy, I think of like one of the better players in the league,
one of the most naturally gifted players,
yeah, for sure. And I remember dropping APG and it was not a skill thing at all. But it was like, sometimes it's just like, I don't really know what I was like. For me, I don't think it's the same as it is for Dashy. But for me with like ABG, it's just like, I think he was young. And I was like, I was coming up on this stage in my life. I'm like 19, 20 or something. And I like think I'm maturing. And I'm looking up to the older guys, like the T-Squares, the Walshies, the Ogre 2s. And I'm like seeing how they practice. And I got this fucking young idiot on my team who pisses me off. Named APG. So it was like not dropping people for skill, but it's like sometimes, and like people will like see us drop him and we're like, that's fucking stupid. And to be honest, it was fucking stupid. But sometimes there's just stuff that people don't see that are just gonna, and whatever it was for the COD team, it's just they tried it once, got the team. Whatever was happening there, they got the team back together, and I'm assuming whatever happened was still happening, and they didn't perform at the event or whatever. So
much shit goes on behind the fucking scenes, man.
Yeah,
like some of the conversations, it's gonna come out eventually, because
of like why?
No, not of why. Of like what has happened over the past month. Why? I feel like everybody knows. It's just the team chemistry was off. It wasn't working, and they wanted to switch it up and make like get productivity back on track to where they felt like a team.
Crazy to me they did that without a
without a player in mind?
They had a player in mind.
No, right. I don't even think they did. I don't know.
I think they did. I'm gonna be a fan here and pretend I'm not an Optic. But I'm gonna guess that they thought because they were Optic, they could, and they were gonna be willing to put up the max amount of money that they would get someone. The player that they would want to get would want to join, and it would work out in their favor, and it was no matter what it costs, they were gonna get it done.
I think
that's how I look at it. But yeah, this is from someone, yes, I'm in Optic, and I would have loved for them to get whoever they want, because like whatever works for them works for me too.
Yeah, true, true, true.
But from just looking at it, I guess we can say the outside in, because it's not like I'm involved in
exactly,
any of this shit.
I'm not either.
I don't even know. I don't know who they were. I learned from my chat of like what's going on in the COD community.
Yeah. I learned 4 hours before.
But I'm going to take it as they thought they could get. Let's say they were like, all right, we need to just make this change. Like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Whatever was happening is happening. Let's get Arcides. If we can't get Arcides, we can probably get Pred or something like that. And I'm just thinking that was the plan. All right, can't get Arcides. We'll be able to get Pred. Seattle's being tough. Sure, man, we'll pay this outrageous amount. And they're just like, no, still. Then they're like, well, fuck. What the fuck? Didn't expect this to happen. That's what I'm assuming happened.
See, I
don't know. Like, they could hear this and be like, no, you're a fucking idiot, which might be true. But that's just my outside perspective.
Yeah. Trying to,
I don't know if they.
You might be right. I don't think you're right, but you might be. There's like, I only know like three pieces of information, and I'm trying not to let that sway what I'm saying. But like, I mean, I think part of it is like it's just so different in CWL that like sometimes if you have a player that's like, no, fuck this, we're making a change, I'm not playing anymore,
yeah,
like that type of thing. It's like it's harder than just like hitting up a group chat and being like, yo, who wants to join? And but also. That being
it's
said,
way different now.
That being
and
said,
I like how
we have one of the most talented people that we're willing to trade.
Yeah.
So like, it's crazy that like we have this, we have a very talented, extremely like top five shots in the world. And we're trying to, I mean, I'm assuming we were trying to trade.
Who's going
to
have a fucking chip on his shoulder and he's going to fucking perform for like, I think whoever he gets on. Hopefully
that's the craziest part about
be his fucking decline.
That's the craziest part about like dropping someone that's that talented is like, you know, that the possibility that they might beat you. Like that's anybody who gets dropped at that level has the ability to beat the other team.
When they like first dropped Ashy or wanted to drop him or whatever, I was like, he's going to end up like going to FaZe and just winning every event.
Dog, I was so scared.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody...
Because I've heard the FaZe fucking demons talk about how they've wanted Dashy and how they think... I think maybe I've seen one of them say like Dashy's the best player or something. But
like
it's like when they... When Dashy has these little demons hyping him up, it's like, God, that's only going to make him play like much better.
Yeah. I wonder what you're... How are you feeling right now if you're Slasher? Are you still chilling? Or are you like, holy shit, like, I'm safe?
I was wondering how Slasher got in that.
Bruce is out there.
He's
out there in the wild.
How long is... I'd be fucking...
I'd be terrified,
Slasher,
right?
I'm fucking pissed. But I also... I thought Slasher was a little washed. But I also... Like I said, I don't pay attention to the COD scene. But he's been around for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I...
Yeah, he's been
like, how
forever.
Long has he been pro? I thought he was like one of the old AR... Like a J-Cap.
Not
so
that,
in my head, I was like, how the
old.
Fuck's a J-Cap on
like,
this face?
J-Cap's like, I think he turned 45 this year.
But
so
in
he's
my,
not that old.
So in my head, Slasher was like 39. But I'm like, how is J-Cap on this face team? Like putting, I'm thinking like J-Cap and Slasher on like sort of the same old head
you.
Wave.
I get you.
So I was wondering how the fuck he even got on face. But he might still be really, like, he could be the fucking snipe down of COD, and I don't really know. I don't think he's the snipe down of COD, but.
I mean, Slasher's, like, a top three AR in history.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes sense that he's on the team. But also, what you're saying is not far-fetched, because a lot of people were saying that. But that's because the
Envy... It just didn't fit the squad.
The Envy squad that, like, Slasher was on was fucking absurd. Like, that's, like Black Ops 3... IW, AW, what was after that? Modern Warfare, or World War II. But, like, Slasher was disgusting at all those, and because his shot is, like, really good. So, I think it makes sense.
Like, Slasher almost
seems
like
natural,
the maniac.
He's a natural, no.
He's better? Dude, I was good. What if I was fucking average as fuck, and, like, I'm just,
am I
delusional?
I think Slasher's, like, the snake bite of COD.
Okay.
Like a natural leader, but also extremely disgusting.
Okay.
What's happening in fucking Halo? Do we know? Has anything been announced? Because I know exactly what's happening, but I want to ask you, like, so you get put on the spot with roster changes happening.
Oh, I don't really fucking know, to be honest. You know?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's going to be fun.
I haven't even, like, thought about it, really.
It's gonna be real fun.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't thought about it, so I don't know. Who, like, I can't even, like, ask you without, I'll say, without you saying a word, Sentinels would make a change, drop Lethal, try really hard to get, it's going to be scary whoever they get, because there's, the three of them are so fucking good. Lethal somehow, even in 2020, when Lethal was playing Halo 3, he was... Probably the best Halo 3. Like, he was good as fuck. I didn't think he fell off at all. And then, like, this game came out, and he just has not gone positive in a scrim, in a tournament. Also, I don't keep up with it that much. He might not be playing that bad, but it just seems like he has not been performing. So I'm going to assume, for as good as they,
it's also
they should be in
thing,
finals.
Though.
They should be.
It's weird how much of a team dynamic it is, because when we had Ola, Brad never went positive. Never. But then
I mean,
drop
when you
Ola,
have Frosty, Snakebite, and Royal, too, on your team, it's going to be fucking...
But we drop Ola.
But you can just... I think you can just tell watching their screen.
We drop Ola, and then we pick up Matt. And now Brad is, like... Not only does he play that, like, ratty role where he, like, never picks up power
weapons
and shit.
Which he's fucking done.
Yeah, he's, like, he plays the VR. He grabs the ball. He gets in the hill. He doesn't grab the power weapons. You grab it. He'll bait for you, so you grab it. He plays that role, and he's still going positive. Yeah. And maybe it's because Matt is clearing the map out a little bit more.
Brad's really good at doing that.
But like, it just, if you go back, like whenever we were making it to finals and we were losing and shit like that, people were saying we should drop APG. Nobody was saying
fucking
Ola.
Idiots.
No one was saying Ola, except people within the scene.
People don't realize how good, I mean, and it could be.
But it's the same type of thing. Like, I feel like Lethal's good enough where like, he gets on a maybe he gets on a different team. I don't know if he's being dropped, but he gets on a different team and maybe he fucking fries.
Maybe. Could be wrong. I think, yeah, I'm sure if Lethal heard me talking like this, he's probably roasting me.
Imagine TJ. I don't know if he's getting dropped, but imagine he goes to a different team, brings back Snakebite, brings back Snipedown.
Snipedown's not fucking playing.
Snipedown Lethal.
Hates this shit. Snipedown. He's so mad he just wasted a year.
Bound. I don't know.
Lethal, I don't know. Could he? I feel like I can tell watching someone screen if they're good. But also, I'll watch some AM kids screen, like this guy, not AM, but like top 12 E-Pros. And this guy, like, collect, I'll watch the screen. I'm like, dude, this guy's, like, kind of fucking nasty. And then it's, like, dude. He plays. It's just so. I'm watching him in, like, matchmaking. But it's, like, dude, this guy's nasty. But then it comes to a scrim, and it's, like, boom. They got 10-2'd by Native Gaming or something. Yeah. Like,
dude, it's. I've never.
So different.
That is so real in Smash. Like, I know you don't like watch Smash or anything like that, but there's a collective group of people that are really good at moving their character. It literally doesn't even look real. Yeah. Like, their character's like, but then like, and so you watch them and you're like, there's no way anyone's better than them, but they're like top 20 in the world.
Yeah.
And then like, they play Mango and Mango just like wave dash up Smash. And then it's just like.
Like Royal 2.
Yeah, it's just like.
Royal 2 has the slowest, most steady playstyle ever, but. His accuracy is he has the best shot in Halo history, for sure. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I like his slower sort of play style. The fact that he like doesn't look flashy, but he just hits every single thing, and it's like what. Said this multiple times, but it's like, is it the thumbs? Is it? And that's why I kind of when Formal joined Optic, I was like. I thought they were going to get better just from, like, you know, everyone's going to be hype as fuck Formal. But I'm like, I don't know if Formal's, like, going to win an event.
Okay.
Or, like, bring them to win an event. Because I think at the end of his COD career, I saw the lack of, like, if I want to say lack of passion, but it just...
No, you can say that.
I would... Lack of passion.
He would agree with you.
And it's like lack of passion, and when I would watch his POV, and I didn't know COD that much, but I would just be like, he did not play that right. Or it's like, he would throw his life away. And I'm like, is this the very, very start of his like decline? Yeah. Obviously, it's Formal, and he's fucking good as fuck, and his aim is stupid, and he's really smart, and he has good comms. So he could still place top three and shit and like maybe win an event randomly. But it's like, is this his decline as far as like being the best in the fucking league? Then he switches to Halo. He starts playing with SSG, Ace, and Tylenol.
His first like 3 weeks of Halo Infinite, I haven't seen Matt game like that in a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Just.
I mean, he was fucking excited for it.
But it was just, it was not about the hours. Matt has always put in the hours. Yeah. He's always headbutt his head into the monitor and put in work. But it was just like how he was improving and like how he was fixing his game and like who he was talking to and like how he was getting on teams and he was running through eights lobbies.
Yeah.
Shit like that. I haven't seen him do that in a minute. And it's just because he loved the game.
And
you got to think how many dog shit games in a row we've had in COD. In the last 6 years, we've had two good CODs. And so like that's going to burn out anybody, like competitive wise. That's going to burn out anybody, which is why when he switched to Halo and he's just like, oh shit, I bet you it's the same thing that Snipedown thinks going to Apex. It's like, oh shit, this game works. This game is fun. I don't have to wait 7 years for another Halo to come out. Like I can just play Apex. And you get that like that passion like refueled. Yeah. That's why I think the retire when you're 26 thing in esports, I think that's kind of bullshit. I think you can get your passion back, And like, if there are fighting game people that have just fucking been doing this all their lives and they don't have arthritis and they play till they're 40, then I think people that play FPSs are gonna be fine. I don't think it's a hand thing for most people.
I don't know if it's a hand thing. I think the game just evolves, but it's like it's kind of always done that with everything.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a passion thing more than it is a physical thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, because the guys that, like, when Formal started playing a Halo game, he would tell me he's like in these Discord calls till 4 a.m. with the, like, after eights and shit with the new up and coming cracked fucking young players. And it's just like, when you're young, you don't think about putting in the hours. I'm sure Formal playing COD was like, fuck, like, I have to play.
I have to go.
Like, I have
hours.
To go
yeah,
work.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I have to just go and play for 4, 5, 6 hours. But it's like, when you're young, you don't even think about it.
You, like, dream.
You want to wake up and play.
You, like, dream of being on main stage. And Matt is thinking, dude, when I'm on main stage, like, if I go on main stage, I got to make sure I have my gamer grip. You know what I mean? Like, that's how, it's the different levels of thinking.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, there are 16-year-olds out there that are, like, looking at the Halo World stage or looking at the Optic Major stage, and they're just like, I want to be up there. I'll do anything
and
to be
all,
up there.
All that their life is. Like, they don't think about having a girlfriend, going out to eat,
taxes,
waking up, fucking, taxes,
fucking school, like
money.
Like, yeah, like nothing like
literally all they even think about. And it's not like I'm dedicating myself to this. I'm going to be the best. Like, they're, regardless if they were getting first or top 16, that's all they're doing
that's
anyway.
All they want
to do. Like, all they do is wake up and think about it.
And it's funny because I've seen more. It's weird how things are evolving because I've seen more 14 to 16 year olds be passionate in that sense about esports than I had passionate like teenagers when I was when I played soccer. Like, a lot of people that played soccer,
I didn't even know how to practice. Like,
a lot of people that basketball. Like in basketball, like a lot of people that played soccer. Even any sport that I played, literally any sport. But there, I remember two basketball players that went to my high school and one soccer player that wanted to play until they were pro. That's what they wanted. Everyone else was just going through the motions.
Yeah.
But in esports, and especially in streaming and entertainment, you see people that's what they want to do. That I want to play Rocket League until I'm the best, until I can win a high school tournament, until I can win a local tournament. Like, that's what I want to do, which is crazy because in huge sports, your parents just put you in there and then, you know, maybe we'll have a tournament this weekend, but you go and you chill with your friends. You're not going to win the tournament. If you win the tournament, that's cool. But like, you're not, as a 15 year old, I wasn't out there kicking the ball around, like practicing. Yeah. I wasn't. But I would get on to play GBs.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I feel like that's crazy.
Well, it's so convenient for kids. It's like you don't have to go outside. You don't
have to
go find a basketball. You don't have to find a basketball court. You don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to. Everything is just
you
wake up.
You don't have
up,
to find teammates. You don't have to find opponents.
Just,
you have them already.
It's literally all
that's
right
a good point.
Here. It's so convenient. And this next. I can't wait to see where esports is at. And like. Dude, imagine 20 years from now.
Dude, people have been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about, I guess, has it changed that much? I mean, 10 years ago, we had a Pistola.
It's funny because right now, I think.
Now, 10 years later, we have Renegade. So it's like, it hasn't, I mean, there's breakthrough players for sure.
It's for sure changed.
Yeah.
But I think it's changing at a more rapid rate than we've seen with sports.
Sports is weird. I thought Zion Williamson was going to join the NBA. I don't know if you even know who that is.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to join the NBA and like start dominating. I was like, this is like a bigger LeBron James.
Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah. No, that was maybe a stretch to make my point work.
To be fair, he is a monster.
He's been dominating lately.
Well, it's his first season, right? Playing?
I guess he's been hurt for two whole seasons. Yeah, he's been hurt and shit, but
he's a monster. I saw a Instagram reel. That's what I watch now since I have deleted TikTok.
Dude, just download TikTok.
Of like a dude going to dunk and he dunks it, and he goes, oh, and he goes up to the camera, and then you hear, whoa, 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 and he turns around, and then Zion comes to dunk, and he freeze frames really? It, yeah. and it dude, says, this it was... is Zion. Dude, the shit was going hard.
Really?
It's just crazy really? how much higher he jumped and how much farther he jumped than the first dude.
From the free throw line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, it was crazy.
Bro, the first dunk, everyone was like,
And then Zion got
this guy was like a foot in front of the free throw line, like, whatever. Yeah. And then Zion's behind the free throw line, just
literally like a different level of human.
I used to, back in the Emerson, me and Aaron would always watch Zion's high school highlights, which is crazy. It's like we're watching his high school. Yeah. Same with LaMelo Ball.
Same with Trey Young. Yeah, Trey Young.
Fucking me and Aaron used to always watch this shit.
That's so good.
We'll see when the. We'll see where this young, freakish fucking talent goes. I want to see. There's gonna be some sort of insane. Like, I don't know. Is there, though, like a robotic, like a Frosty times
what
two?
Do you think
is
gonna,
that possible?
What do you think is going to be the hardest out of any competition that we've watched growing up? What's going to be the hardest legacy to beat?
Are we talking like?
Anything.
Basketball,
anything
Halo.
I don't think anybody's beaten Usain Bolt. That motherfucker was fast. That was crazy.
Bro, I loved track and field when that was like the era.
Yeah.
What happened? No one gives a fuck anymore, huh?
Nah. There's always
Usain
a breakthrough.
Usain Bolt, the Michael Phelps.
That was fucking Tiger Woods. Like those people that like break through their sport, make it to mainstream.
Yeah, I'm saying, is there going to be someone in esports that like some. I thought it was going to be FaZe. I thought they were about to go on like a 2-3 year spree of just fucking dominating.
It has to be a little. I do feel bad for those guys. There was a long time where they were winning everything, where I was like, I just want them to lose. Yeah. But now,
well, I mean, it comes with it.
It comes with optic phase and all that shit. But like, getting second all year, I'm like, damn, bro. Like, for the first time probably in my career, they make finals, and I'm like, come on, you guys. Like, you boys got this one.
I literally thought they were, and this is what I was, I guess, like trying to fucking say, was about like, I want to see who's the next talent that's going to come and make that
dominate.
Sort of like final boss in 2005.
It's going to be
2004,
so hard.
2005, 2006, 2007
it's
sort of like run.
So hard. I mean, if Aches was able to do it, and Aches is bad, like he's bad.
Yeah.
If he was able to do it in COD, being that bad, damn.
But
like that just shows how different the time was.
Speaking of hating, I was on stream the other day, and I love Ogre too. Like, I call him the GOAT. Like he's the GOAT. He's the Godfather. But then it's like me and my chat were talking about it. It's like, is he actually the GOAT? And I looked it up, and I think 37 of his wins came before 2007. So I was like, Lethal's wins came from 2011 and later. That's the peak of Halo, where people know how to practice. They're lining up scrims. You just know how to get better. You know how to communicate with a team. You know how to like start getting better to win. Like
that's why Ian. Ian can never catch him. If Ian had played in Modern Warfare 3 and Black Ops 1,
Ian can't catch Ogre 2.
I don't think Ian. Well, he's retired now. I don't think Ian played Black Ops 1 or Modern Warfare 3. If he had, he might have passed him. I think Ian took a break from COD 4. Until Black Ops 2 to play Halo. But if he would have played those years, he might have been able to catch him because there were so many more events. Like tour, doesn't he count?
There
like
was
local
less competition
tournaments?
And there were so many more events. If we're counting wins, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure the wins I saw, he's like counting. Even if it wasn't, like, I think there was MLG events in 2004.
I'd be too.
Like, I looked at his shit. Like I looked at the dates. I think, or no, I just
filtered it to first. Yeah, the first place would be first. And it did it on the dates were in order as well. And literally like 37 wins down. It was just nothing but 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006.
That's still fucking
and that was
dope.
37 wins.
But like
37 wins in just
but like is he just beating like
what's that 3 years 37 wins like is or he, 3 or 4 years 37 wins like that that's how much do we count that
were they beating like I'm guessing these are like the 2v2s with the twins
yeah some 2v2s some like, 4v4s
were they beating kids eating chicken nuggets or
I don't they weren't beating I would say there was maybe three and like I just know Ogre 2
he's
hears
gonna be
this
so
and,
pissed
I mean I don't know if I'll ever hear this
he'll probably never hear it
but I don't the competition just wasn't there I would say there was what maybe one or two not. Other teams that they had in mind that like these guys would be pretty hard
dude you should hear
but it's like they were just so far ahead of their time that it's like they basically invented scrimming, and they invented practice.
If
like,
you invented,
we're talking
dude,
these are like basketball players in like the '60s.
Dude, people say that Rambo invented rotating. Like no wonder
really?
He was fucking winning. If you spawn out,
really?
If
that's you, a fucking saying.
If you spawn out on CTF, everyone's initial thought is to run to the other flag. And then Rambo comes in. This is the, I don't know how true this is. I'm sure people that played in COD 2 and COD 3 and
give
COD 4.
Give up these 20, 30
hey,
seconds.
Let them have the flag cap. Let's rotate back to our spawn so that we can push forward as a team. That saves everyone. No one, if you did that in 2000, in Modern Warfare 2, if you did that, you won. Because.
And what year was this?
In COD 4, 2009. But he played. But I'm thinking
yeah,
more of like
gaming started getting smart.
I'm thinking more of like like how he chance. How they played Sabotage and Dom and like shit like that. Like in 2000, what is that? 2007, 2006, 2007. Like if you it was at a point where like if you played appropriately and you played and you anchored on that hard point or you rotated back to flag on. Or you held a home flat, or you got them trapped on Dom. Like you won. If you had strategy, you won against the average GB team. But nowadays, everyone knows how to play.
Everyone, man,
fucking
match. It just match.
Drop shot 69/420 knows how where you're gonna spawn on P2 if your spawn if your friend spawn and it's just like holy shit everyone's so good now
it's evolved a lot
in Smash they call that Falco Master 2000
but how has how has Mango or whatever his name is
yeah
he was winning in like 2001 and he's still winning in like 22
no it's absurd
that's
no one
like that's
that
the
shit.
Go right. Is there a GOAT Smash?
I say yes. Some people have put another dude in front of him, but he started after Mango and quit before Mango, and Mango's still going. So I think there's.
Does Mango have more wins?
I can't remember. In Smash, there's so many damn majors. It's like 700 majors. It's insane. But
That was my. I still don't know who the Halo GOAT is, and I'm wondering who's
Tugger.
Of course, there.
It's Tugger.
But 37.
It doesn't matter.
I might
matter.
Have counted wrong. 37 of his
it
wins came before 2007.
It does not matter.
Why does it not matter?
Because people will always put Babe Ruth in that conversation. They'll always put Wilt Chamberlain.
Does anyone put Babe Ruth in there?
Yes. They'll always put Hank Aaron in there. Like, people will, before people got fucking good, they'll always put whoever was the best in that era in the conversation.
Am I a hater?
Yes, but
I'm not.
But I have
no reason to hate. I'm
thing.
Trying to be realistic.
If Tugger didn't have H5 wins, I would agree with you. But he won in H5.
Did he win in H5?
Yeah, he won with TJ, right? He won on EG.
I think it was.
Or am I thinking of Roy?
I think it was him, Lethal, Royal 2, and Snakebite. But I think he got dropped.
He did get dropped.
Or no, I think, was it Royal? I think it was Royal 2, Snakebite, Cloud, and Ogre 2 or something. And then I think they dropped Cloud.
Can't remember. Picked up TJ.
And
then dropped Tugger and picked up Frosty? Is that what happened?
But I don't know.
I can't remember
if he won. But The reason I, but.
But winning in H5, you're winning against Hook. You're winning. Oh, wait, was he playing with Hook?
He wasn't playing with Hook. Against him?
I thought he was on Envy. Never mind. Regardless, if you're beating Hook and you're beating Frosty.
Well, the thing is, Tuger was winning in 2010. Tuger was winning in 2000, dominating in 2010 and 2011.
Yeah.
So it's like still even after. I was putting it like Ogre 1 stopped playing in 2008. And I was like, see, Ogre 1, I can't, like, you can't put him up there as the GOAT. Or, like, he just didn't, basically retired when it started.
I don't think you can.
He basically retired when it started, I think, when competition became its highest.
Yeah.
So it's like, sure, put him in the top 10 or something. But it's all the people from, like, the fact that Tuger was still placing at the top and winning at 2008, 2009, or I think 2009, he had a bad season. 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, I think even like Halo 4 AGLs of like 2012, 2013, he might have won one or two or something like that. So he was still winning. So it's like, that's what I'm like. So I'm not mad at it.
Did you see the clip that Big Timer rarely tweets, but he tweeted a video of himself and he was like, I'm tired of the disrespect for all of the Call of Duty players that played before Black Ops 2. And then he like says, just because you weren't watching it, just because the ceiling wasn't as high as it is now, doesn't mean that you weren't playing at the best level. And then he goes, hell, my electrician knows more about electricity than Thomas Edison. Do you think my electrician is smarter than Thomas fucking Edison? Yeah. It's such a, that
I
was,
saw that, and it's of course, leave it to Big T to just actually make a point.
That's the best point I've ever heard.
Yeah, because like when I'm on this, I'll just like start scatterbraining. I can't really think of a good point. Yeah, but I just fucking,
that's the best point I have. Just because Giannis Antetokounmpo is probably better at basketball than Wilt Chamberlain, probably not even probably 150%, he is better at basketball than Wilt Chamberlain was, and his peak doesn't mean that he was better than Wilt Chamberlain. Because
what
at
the
time,
GOAT mean?
Because at the time, no one was better than.
So what
Wilt
does GOAT mean? I don't know what GOAT means anymore.
I don't know either. All I know is that I have a meeting in 4 minutes. Thank you guys. He didn't listen to Johannesburg, so we're gonna do another round of Johannesburg. Johannesburg by Mumford and Sons. It's 5 songs. Go listen to it. Put down in the comments how good the songs were. Thank you so much to Corduroy for sponsoring the Flycast. We're in the midst of moving offices, so we're going to have Corduroy.
We had to use my stream room this time.
Yeah. Your stream room.
What I wanted to talk about also was Andrew Tate. You know, he's locked up. We'll talk about that next episode. Thank you all for watching. E-Mac Craig, play that outro music.